Alrighty then. Hello and welcome to Eastern CR Now News with Byron Walter. That's me. We also have Seth Connors joining us for Sports Daily. This episode is brought to you by The Stove, celebrating its 50th anniversary in Mammoth. If you haven't eaten there, go do it. It's worth it. And now a message from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
I just want to thank High Point Solar, Astorga's, and The Stove for sponsoring the series and this episode of the news. I truly enjoy delivering the news to the Eastern Sierra for Eastern Sierra Now. And we would not be here without you. Thank you. To start with the news today, the Tri-County Fair is this weekend. It starts on Thursday from 4 to 11 p.m. at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. There's going to be music, the La Original Banda El Limon, a rodeo on Saturday, Demolition Derby on Sunday, and on Friday, Chris Jansen with Hunter Girl. You don't want to miss it. It's one of the biggest things in town. I'll be out there with my cinema camera on my shoulder. If you listen to this series, please come up and say hi and tell me what you think about it. I mean, I've only been doing this for 2.5 months now, and I really like it, but I enjoy feedback, personally. I like to keep a critical nature about myself. I can't wait, and I will see you there. And in top news tonight, the Bishop City Council and the Bishop Rural Fire Protection District announced that conditional offer of employment as fire chief to Brett Russell. The Bishop City Council and the Bishop Rural Fire Protection District are extremely pleased to announce that it has extended a conditional offer of employment as fire chief to Brett Russell, who currently serves as fire chief in Beckworth, California. The City Council and the BRFPD are also excited to announce that Mr. Russell has accepted this offer. Congratulations to the city. This is a really big thing. Our fire season just started about a week ago. We haven't had anything yet, but I mean, historically, we always have something. I know we had a very wet year, and it's going to be a very long fire season before we get to those wet October, November days here with some snow. So we need administration and organization to ensure all of our safety here in Bishop. So congratulations to Brett Russell and congratulations to us for keeping each other safe. And the Northern Inyo Health District has announced that there will be a modular removal and it will limit the parking on Thursday, just so you know. It'll remove a large modular building from the west side of the campus on Thursday. The move requires limiting parking along Pioneer Lane and in portions of the admissions parking lot. So that'll be on Thursday, August 31. All right, and then Inyo County is seeking info on Tropical Storm Hillary damage. Residents and business owners whose property suffered damage as a result of rainfall, flooding, mud, and debris slides are encouraged to report impacts to via survey on the link is at Eastern Sierra Now or in the Eastern Sierra Now app. You can also email mtorres, M-T-O-R-R-E-S, at inyocounty.us. So look that up on Eastern Sierra Now to take the survey or email that was just listed. If you want that information more, just download our app, Eastern Sierra Now, or go to EasternSierraNow.com. And now I'm going to go into something that I think is maybe the most important thing that's happened for the Eastern Sierra since I moved here 3 months ago. A Ninth Circuit has halted the gold drilling project in Eastern Sierra. Now, I spoke about this yesterday about all the different Canadian companies coming to the Eastern Sierra and Nevada and getting permits to drill under a law that was created in 1872 and posing as U.S. citizens. This newscaster is very pleased to announce that the Coeur Mining planned drilling near Mammoth Lakes that involved a 12,600-foot deep holes on some 1,900 acres above Hot Creek, which I've talked about before, it would have required vegetation clearing and less than a mile of a temporary access roads. Four groups, Friends of the Inyo, the Center of Biological Diversity, and the Western Watersheds Project, and the Sierra Club sued Coeur Mining in the U.S. Forest Service on October 21, which led the groups to appeal to a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit to hear the matter on August 24th. The announcement is in light of the fact the court previously granted the unopposed motion to expedite to ensure a ruling before September 1, 2023, and the fact that the failure to act may deprive the prevailing party as requested relief. This case presents a unique circumstance where an immediate ruling is warranted. The panel's brief order was issued on August 25th. Attorneys argued on Thursday over category exemptions on whether a one-year drilling window followed by extended habitat restoration was either one project, but it was felt like it was actually two. The environmental groups said the Forest Service bypassed a more stringent environmental review process, splitting the projects into two and using different category exemptions with different requirements to gain approval. Coeur Mining said the project application met the required standards and the standards for the categorical exception. It argued that the project posed no significant cumulative negative impacts and included long-term monitoring. Exploratory drilling for gold can cause a lot of harm to the environment in a year, especially to a sensitive wildlife habitat, said Lynn Bolton, chair of the Sierra Club's Range of Light Group, Toyobe chapter, in release. After the Ninth Circuit ruling, the Forest Service will now have to prepare a comprehensive environmental assessment subject to full public review, as it should have been done from the start. This is very true. This was kind of sneaky and shady, in my humble newscasting opinion. It felt like no one wanted this from the area. It was just approved. It didn't go through a public process, which doesn't make any sense for a Canadian mining company to not go through a public process that is based on publicly owned lands. Correct? So I've been up shooting with my cinema camera a lot of this area, and I'm going to release a video pretty soon that kind of shows the area and the quiet sounds and the beauty of it captured that kind of blends in with mining sounds towards the end to kind of get an example of what that area is going to be like, at least auditorily. there's no visuals that I could capture yet of the Core Mining Group because they're going to have to go through more stringent public processes to be able to do this. I think this is a win for Eastern Sierra citizens. Not only did the Core Mining Project not benefit the local economy whatsoever, even though they said it was going to, they were going to bring in their own miners and everything like that. Essentially, this did not go into a public process. We didn't hear from Eastern Sierra citizens. And the Hot Creek Geological Site was right below this. I mean, this was weird just to ignore a public process that has always been public. Okay. At the very baseline, no matter where you stand environmentally and your ethics when it comes to the environment, the public should be heard from, correct? So in a 2-1 ruling, the U.S. Circuit Judges Rupali Desai and Lucy Koh, both appointees of President Joe Biden, voted to reverse the lower court's decision, while Judge Patrick Bumate, a Donald Trump appointee, dissented. Now, I'm not going to get political. I just wanted to share that fact. Here's the deal. Basically, Canadian companies have found a way to mine for gold in Nevada and California. K2, another Canadian mining company, already has drilled into the ground through this 1872 miners' law. Now, what is that? And did we have time to assess what that law means before they just got these permits? We lucked out in the Eastern Sierra for now, but here's the deal. They're going to keep on coming. It's seemingly like they think we have gold here and they want to extract it and bring it back to Canada to enhance the Canadian economy. My humble request to you as an Eastern Sierra citizen is to look into these things. It's K2 Mining Gold and Core Mining. Those are the two companies I have on my list right now. If you want to get more involved in this process, you can reach out to Friends of the Inyo or the Sierra Club, No Hot Creek Mine, or Friends of the Conglomerate Mesa. Okay, and that's all I have for you today when it comes to news. However, we do have Seth Connors with Sports Daily. Sending it off to you, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Wednesday edition. Just a couple of quick notes today. The Bishop Lady Broncos volleyball team went to Lone Pine last night for a match against the Lady Eagles. The Broncos took this one in straight sets, 25-19, 25-11, and again 25-11 in the third. Junior Liz Ellsworth continues to get it done at the net. She had 7 kills on the night. She's up to a team-leading 39 kills on the year. Fellow junior Peyton Kalk had 8 kills, and her sister Delaney had 4 kills to go with 3 service aces. The Broncos have now won 5 out of their last 6 matches. They'll travel to Lake Isabella next Tuesday to take on Kern Valley. That one's at 5 p.m. With last night's loss, the Lady Eagles fall to 0-1 to start their year. They'll host the heavily favored Mammoth Huskies tomorrow night at 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball news, I've been a Dodger fan my whole life, and I can never remember a Dodger team as hot as this one. The scorching hot Dodgers have now won 6 out of 7 again as the Dodgers smoked the Diamondbacks last night, scoring 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the third. And that was pretty much all she wrote as they rolled to a 9-1 victory. Mookie Betts set a new career high last night with his 36th homer of the year. Will Smith also homered in the contest. It was his 17th of the year. And hitting out of the DH spot, David Peralta was 3-for-4 with a couple of ribbies. Clayton Kershaw picked up his 12th win of the year. He did uncharacteristically have 3 walks in this one, but he only gave up 3 hits and he had 5 Ks across 5 innings for the night. Last night's victory was the 23rd in the month of August, setting a new franchise record for August wins. That's 23 wins versus just 4 losses to widen the gap in the National League West to an astounding 13.5 games over the second-place Giants. The Dodgers will go for their 24th win of the month as well as a sweep of the Diamondbacks tonight. Dodger righty Ryan Pepio will make his 3rd start of the season against Brandon Pfaadt for the D-backs. And that's a quick look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Wednesday edition. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Seth. But can we please cover the Giants as well? I mean, there's fans of the Giants here as well. The Dodgers. I want to thank The Stove for sponsoring this episode and to our serious sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorgas. I implore you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app as it covers a lot more content than what I covered today. I'm Byron Walter. I'll be back tomorrow. Byron out.